Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. My name is Jeremiah, and you are listening to Christian Anarchy, where I talk about a wide range of topics, everything from Christianity to politics, and nothing in between.
We begin with concluding remarks, break up the pieces and examine the parts. Your words always cut when they're cliche, but here's my knife because I came for the buffet. This is the way it goes.
Before I begin discussing the fascinating topic of putting check marks next to names twice every 4 years, I'm going to give you guys and gals a little peek behind the curtain. Actually, it's not a curtain I'm behind. It's a blanket hanging over a closet. I record in one of the guest bedroom closets in my house. Not in front of a live studio audience, as you might expect. I would, but there would be too many boos I would have to edit out in order to maintain my reputation. Sometimes a cat comes in and meows at me. I presume that's a celebratory cheer. Why do I tell you this, and why do I so frequently ask you questions I know you cannot answer and then proceed to answer them myself? I will respond to those questions in reverse order. I ask a lot of questions because I'm not usually very good at just coming up with things to say unless a question invites me to discover an answer. So I ask myself questions and then answer them. And to answer my first question I pose to you, I'm telling you about my recording setup to say simply, I don't receive feedback to what I'm saying in the moment. Only on rare occasions do I hear afterward about how I am perceived. But I know how I come across in face-to-face interactions. I tend to say things matter-of-factly, even things people might disagree with. I usually communicate my thoughts clearly, and I am often careful to say what I think in such a way so that it's true, or at least so that I think it's true so I can stand behind it. I also prefer to take a position when it comes to various issues. I don't like saying it could go either way, or both sides have a point and they both might be right. Even when I'm only 51% confident in a position on an issue or an interpretation of scripture, I will argue for the position or the interpretation. I do this for a few reasons. One, because I like to. It makes for more interesting and stimulating conversations. And three, one of the best ways to see whether or not an idea is solid is to try it out in conversation and see what other people think about it and why they disagree with it or don't. Anyway, my assumption is I've come across in this podcast much the same way I do in normal face-to-face conversations. I suspect I still say things in the same matter-of-fact manner I usually do. I'm as open to disagreements as I am in my everyday life, and I probably seem confident in nearly everything I say. And that would be an accurate perception. I have been and am quite confident in the veracity or the truthfulness in most of what I've presented over the course of this podcast. However, today's episode is a little different in this respect. I am not very confident about this topic, and I don't take any strong positions on it. I have a few thoughts, but my level of confidence in them is pretty weak. I have wavered back and forth between multiple positions. This episode will be kind of a look into the dorky conversations voluntarists have about ethical practices. It's pretty insider stuff. There is a discussion in the anarchist community about whether or not it is okay for an anarchist to vote. The discussion is about whether or not it would be ethically consistent for someone who rejects the state to participate in the voting process. For most, I suspect it is harder to understand why someone would think voting was unethical in the first place. So I'll start there. The first point anarchists who think voting is unethical make is that participating within the system helps to legitimize the system. This line of reasoning makes sense to me. The more people who vote, the more people appear to be in support of the democratic government in the first place. If lots of people are voting, then lots of people are trying to use the system to make the world a better place. It's easy to see how increasing the participation of the system might be considered a validation of the system. In this area, voluntarists are often put in a weird position by those who argue against them. There are people who support the state who say, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. And the thought of that is kind of disappointing because we are also known for complaining a little too much. And such accusations of excessive complaining are usually well-founded. But it's because the rest of the world isn't whining enough about government. At least, that's how I rationalize my complaining. Anyway, some say if you don't participate in the system, then you can't complain about it. And other supporters of government say if you do participate in the system, then you must like it. If you're voting to use the government to make your life better, then you must be a supporter of government. They frequently go on to say that you're a fake anarchist who actually wants the government. To them, voting is an act of hypocrisy for the anarchists. They'll typically go on after that to call you a naive, whiny child who lives in their parents' basement. People are mean sometimes. But you know that. We talked about Genesis 3 22 weeks ago. There is reason to perceive voting as counterproductive because a portion of people perceive it to be an endorsement of government. But many anarchists think it's more than that. They believe voting is an act of aggression. Some take even this to the extreme. They think to vote is to cast a ballot to use the government to impose your will on someone else, no matter what you are voting for or who you are voting for. Either you are voting for someone who will further impose their will on others, or you're voting for someone who will not impose their will on someone else who actually wants them to impose their will on them. They consider such a vote, even a vote to increase someone's freedom, to be aggressive. This probably needs a little more explaining. Let's say it's a presidential race, and as usual, there are two candidates in the debate, and two candidates who have a chance at winning. You can either vote Democrat or Republican. Lucky you. If you vote Democrat, then the candidate might force their will upon others by forcing people into a specific healthcare system, or taking more of their money, or regulating their business. If you vote for a Republican, then you are voting for a candidate who might force their will upon others by throwing them in jail because of what they put into their own body, or creating new school standards people have to adhere to, or limiting people's freedom of movement at the national border. By voting for either candidate, you are voting to put someone in power who will seek to violate the rights of other people with their policies. So these people are against voting at all because they think voting for anyone to be in the position of ruler is to vote for them to have power to aggress against others. And once they have power, they always seem to use that power to initiate force against others. I'm not convinced of this position. Politicians are people, too, who are responsible for their own actions, and it is possible to vote for them because of the good they might do, even while opposing the bad things they might do. However, when it comes to the few times when citizens can vote for things directly, like voting for whether drugs should be decriminalized, or whether the state recognizes gay marriage, or whether taxes should be increased, then I think the individual voter is responsible for their decision. By their vote, they may be directly requesting the state initiate violence on other people. In the last election in my area, the 2014 election, I chose not to participate in the voting process. I deliberately decided not to engage because I didn't want to have any responsibility for putting another person in a position of power over others, knowing they would use said power to aggress against innocent people. This doesn't mean I necessarily think voting for someone is an act of aggression or unethical. It simply means in the last election, my conscience wouldn't let me vote and feel like I acted with integrity. I still don't know why I felt this way exactly, and whether or not my conscience was accurate. Of course, not all people who seek to create a voluntary society are against voting. Some people who support such things run for office. One person in particular, named Adam Kokesh, is building grassroots support now in preparation for a presidential run in 2020, with the platform of peacefully and progressively dismantling federal government. I suspect his hope is mainly to help educate the public through such a run for office and the platform it has the possibility to provide. He has at least some hope of completely changing the system through voting. Some people talk about voting as a use of defensive force. The government exists by initiating force on others, and by voting, it's possible one can have a tiny say in trying to get the government to initiate less force on them. These people argue voting is a way to defend themselves from government aggression. This manner of justification does assume the same thing those who oppose voting assume, that voting is force. One group calls it an initiation of force, and the other classifies it as defensive force. This assumption is something I'm unsure about. Another way of justifying voting is to use the metaphor of slavery. This is an idea I've heard from someone, but I can't remember who. Might be a guy named Walter Block I mentioned a long time ago. But I wanted to let you know, it's not an original idea I've had. But given my propensity to use slavery for comparison, it sounds like something I'd say. And thinking back, I guess I did say something similar when I first talked about slavery. The justification goes something like this. Slaves don't choose to become slaves. And for whatever reason, the system of slavery has been forced upon them, and they are enslaved under their masters. What if they had a vote between one of two masters? Would it be unethical for them to vote for a master to try to make their own life better? Hardly. The problem is not the slave voting for a master they think would be best, and they aren't legitimizing their slavery or consenting to the system by voting. They are just doing the best they can to make their life better despite the crappy circumstances which others have forced upon them. The government is also a system imposed upon people without their consent. If the system forced upon them allows them to vote for different rulers, then they should be able to choose the ruler they think would be less evil. Like the slave who can vote for their master, they are simply using the tools they have in the situation they were placed in to do their best to make it better, even if marginally. It seems to be a misplacement of the problem to call voting an act of aggression. Voting is simply one way to have a small part in trying to minimize the damage of government. It's possible people may vote for the candidate who ends up doing worse things than the alternative candidate would have. They may end up helping place someone in power who starts World War III. While this would be a mistake on their part, they should have voted for the other person or not voted for anyone at all. I think it is hard to call such a mistake unethical. As for myself, it is very hard for me to vote for anyone. Most candidates support incredible amounts of imposition into other people's lives. It's hard knowing who wants less. Most of them just want to violently compel the populace in different ways. Although I think I would vote for someone who I thought would actually decrease the government's role in the lives of its citizens, such a person rarely comes around. A better question, then, is voting ethical? Might be, does voting help create a free society? The answer to the second question is probably rarely, if ever. Good enough for today. I bet you never thought about whether or not voting was ethical behavior before. Talking with anarchists is weird, right? I end up having all these conversations 10 years ago I never could have imagined people would ever have. If you want to contact me for any reason, whether it's to argue or think, or you just want to tell me how your day is going, my email address is jeremiahjm@gmail.com. If you're interested in listening to more episodes or contacting me in other ways, or following me on Twitter or Google+, you can go to my website, www.christianarchy.net. Thanks for listening today. I think my brain is turning back on a little bit, so next week I'm going to do some interesting stuff with Scripture. It's related and connected to anarchy, but only marginally, and some will get it right away. Otherwise, in 2 weeks, I will make the connection explicitly clear. I'm a little anxious about trying to figure it out. I think it's an intriguing idea, or at least one that I would be interested in listening to, and I hope that I do it justice. At the very least, it will be a fun one for me to record, and I hope it will be a fun one to listen to. I hope you all have a great week, and I will talk to you later. Peace.
moon.